Hello, hello, and welcome to the Healthy Beeman Podcast. My name is Callie. I'm your podcast host, and I'm so excited to have you here today listening to today's episode. I hope you're having a beautiful day so far, and I hope this episode brightens your day even further. If you're new to the show, welcome. We always start things off with a little self-check-in. So think of this like just a little moment to press pause on your busy day and check in with yourself, make sure you're doing okay, almost like you would a best friend. So wherever you are, if you're walking, if you're driving, if you're working, I want you to just take a deep inhale through your nose, count to four, nice and slow, and then hold at the top. Just hold it. And then slightly open your mouth and exhale, four count slow, sighing out any tension in your mind, in your body, letting shoulders drop out of your ears. And then slowly just ask yourself, how am I feeling today? Answering with zero judgment, acknowledging the feelings going on in your day. Now ask yourself, okay, why do I feel like this? Did something happen? Maybe nothing happened. Just got real. Now ask yourself, how can I make my day 1% better? Maybe it's adding a self-care thing to your day, listening to this podcast, or it could be anything. Now ask yourself, what is one goal that I'm accomplishing by the end of this week? Think big, my queen. The sky is the limit. Now ask yourself, have I drank water in the past 30 minutes? If you haven't, I want you to grab your water with me. We're going to chug on 3, 2, and chug some water. Got to hydrate the hot bod. I always say that. I always laugh when my dog isn't drinking water. I'm like, come on, Axel, hydrate your hot bod. You got this. And I always think of you guys. And now ask yourself, have I stood up in the past 60 minutes? If you haven't stood up, if you've been sitting down in that 4-hour flow state, I've been there. Go ahead, take this as your sign to stand up with me, shake out the legs, shake out the arms, do a little dance, feeling good, and sit back down. Okay, now ask yourself, what is something that I'm currently struggling with in my life? Maybe it's gratitude, maybe it's a boy problem. Maybe it's just having consistency in your life. And now ask yourself, how can I overcome this struggle? Maybe it's as simple as blocking him. Maybe it's starting with one thing at a time. And maybe it's just looking around you and feeling thankful for what is around you in your current space. Okay, and lastly, I want you to tell yourself one compliment. Something that you love about yourself. Finish off this check-in strong. Talk to yourself like a best friend. And yeah, I hope you're feeling so good after that check-in. I hope you're feeling so present with yourself. So just a lot slower in your day. Slowing down is key. I have to say, I woke up this morning. First of all, I woke up like half asleep this morning. Rolled out of bed for a walk at 7 a.m. And I was like, so sleepy. I feel like I was kind of grumpy. And then the rest of my day just kind of continued on in the same energy. I was very like, just like, I don't know. I felt like very high stress. I felt like I had a deadline for every single task I was doing. And it took a moment to just take a seat in my hammock, read my Bible, and slow down. And I was like, okay, we're back on track. We're feeling good again. So just because you're feeling chaotic in the first half of your day does not mean that the rest of the day has to continue like that. I promise. It literally just takes one moment to just break out of that cycle. I've been there like all the time. But more updates. I don't know. I feel like I'm getting sick. I don't know if you can hear my voice. It feels kind of like low, a little scratchy vibes. I spent last week prepping for our self-love club challenge for my sweaty studio Pilates app. You haven't already joined it. What are you doing? I'm just kidding. But you should definitely join it. It's going to be really fun. It's a month long of just a lot of self-care, a lot of self-love. Through Pilates workouts that I filmed so many for you last week, you guys. I filmed a Pilates party style workout where it's literally dance cardio mixed with Pilates, and I'm not a dancer. So you can watch the video if you want entertainment because I'm genuinely embarrassed. I was watching it. I was like, I cannot release this to the world. This is embarrassing. But I did anyway because it's fun and I hope you love it. Also, I filmed a bunch of meditations for you guys and What else? I filmed wall Pilates. Shout out Courtney for sending me this idea on DMs on Instagram. If you ever have any ideas for the podcast or for the studio, just DM me. I'm sweaty and I know it on Instagram. Please, I love your ideas. And I was like, okay, Courtney, we're going to do wall Pilates. And I tried it and oh my gosh, it was insane. So I filmed 2 wall Pilates classes, 1 for beginners, 1 for intermediate advanced people. And yeah, so there's so much fun stuff happening in this challenge. I will put a little sign up link below. You can get 14 days free. And then that's literally half the challenge free. And then the second half is also going to be amazing. Every week is themed as well. So the first week is self-care reset. Second week is hot girl energy. Third week is confident queen. And fourth week is slay era. So it's like a little self-love journey. And I'm so excited to do this challenge with you. I'm doing it right now with my boyfriend. John is doing it. He's a Pilates king. We love a Pilates king. And he's like, hey, Callie, can we do the workout tonight? I'm like, yes, I'm 1,000% down. So if you need an accountability buddy, find a friend, find your boy, find whoever, and make them do Pilates with you. But I'm trying to think other updates. Anyways, I totally got sidetracked. Point why I feel like I'm getting sick is because I drove myself into the ground last week prepping for this challenge. I have a toxic trait where I tend to procrastinate most things in life. And you probably have figured this out because I tend to record the podcast the day right before I release it, which definitely does not help my stress levels, but I feel like sometimes having a little timeline pressure helps me a lot. So if you're also procrastinating, I definitely recommend giving yourself a time frame to get things done. If you don't have a hard deadline from someone else, literally just give it to yourself. Write in your phone, this is due this day. Give yourself a timeline. It helps a ton. And I learned my lesson because I tried to film, like, I think I filmed 12 workouts / meditations in less than 3 days. And this is the result. I learned my lesson. So next month, I will not do that. But anyways, that's why I think I'm getting sick. So after the podcast, I'm 1,000% going to go lay in the sun and get some vitamin C. Or no, not vitamin C. Do you get vitamin C from the sun? I think you get vitamin D. Yeah, it's vitamin D. Anyways, you can tell I'm rambling. What else? Oh my gosh, guys. I splurged last night. I went to Home Goods. If you don't already know, I moved to Florida from New York City. I lived in New York for 5 months. Before that, I lived in Florida. I did not last very long in New York, but we're back in Florida and I'm currently living in a house, and I was in a one bedroom apartment in New York City prior to this. So I do not have that much furniture, and it's a 3-bedroom house. So we've been trying to get furniture and it's so expensive, but I found some really cute pieces, and I went to Home Goods last night and got like a bunch of fake plants because I learned I just cannot take care of plants to save my life. So we're like, let's just get fake plants. We've been humbled. So we got a bunch of fake plants and we built a TV stand last night. And I'm obsessed. Like, I'll have to show you guys pictures of the house when it's done. It is coming along nicely. If you're looking to get furniture for your house or apartment, I 10 out of 10 recommend going to Home Goods, going to Target. But you guys, literally Facebook Marketplace has been the best ever. I found so many good things there, and I found a surfboard for $75 and I put it in my room and it looks so legit. And I've been obsessed with Facebook Marketplace. So definitely go on there. I know it can be like kind of sketch feeling, but the stuff I've gotten has been really good. Just always go to pick up the furniture with someone else. Don't go by yourself. That's my only piece of advice with that. But yeah, so anyways, that's kind of a life update. I feel like not too much has happened in the past week. It's been just a big launch week of work and all that jazz. But I'm really excited for today's episode. It's a solo episode. I missed you guys last week just talking one-on-one. I love the solo episodes. I feel like I can just very much get deep with you guys. But this week is on the topic of worthiness, feeling worthy. I think it was last week that I've been really struggling a lot with feeling like knowing my worth, and I've dug deep, and what I have come to the conclusion of is worthiness and love go very hand in hand. So for me, when I don't feel worthy of something, it's like similar to me not feeling like I deserve love. And you're like, what? But okay, hear me out. So have you ever heard the affirmation where it's like, I am worthy of love? I think a lot of things in life are, it's like love versus hate, I guess. So when you're feeling like not confident or not good in yourself or not like whatever, I think that's like those negative emotions are very opposite of loving emotions. And so like, for example, if you're looking at yourself in the mirror and you're picking yourself apart and you don't feel good about yourself, that's not loving yourself. That's not being loving. That's actually being mean to yourself. And this epiphany just, I don't know, I just had it like right now, but I've just, since I was filming so many meditations and workouts all around the theme of love, it just got me thinking about why do I and so many other people struggle with feeling worthy, feeling like we're not enough, feeling like we don't deserve something, feeling that low confidence. And I think a lot of it stems very deeply into our childhood and a lot of just deep rooted issues that we go through. And so something that if you've been struggling a lot with feeling worthy is, I do challenge you, I know it's uncomfortable, but I challenge you to grab a journal and or a piece of paper, find a safe space, and just start thinking back to the very first time you felt like you weren't worthy of something, or you weren't enough, or you didn't deserve something. That's kind of all hand in hand. Like, you didn't see your value. I challenge you to really go all the way back as far as you can remember, even if it's like little me didn't feel like I could go to the front of the line in recess or something. I don't know. But just start to write down all these memories. And pretty soon you're going to start to see a common theme. And it might be painful. I find when I dig deep into my past, I feel a lot of really uncomfortable emotions. But sometimes what has happened is, I think a lot of us, as we grow up, we don't know that we actually should process things. So a lot of the healing journey is tough because we have to dig up old things that haven't been processed in our body. You're like, whoa, Kelly, you're going deep. But this, like, I remember one time I was flying to Hawaii and I was on like a 12-hour flight or something ridiculous. And I didn't have any Wi-Fi and I had a journal though. And I just started writing. It was about relationships actually. And I started writing down every single relationship that I'd ever been in. And I started just dumping down the stuff that worked, the stuff that didn't work, the stuff that I was holding on to that was painful. And it like just took this weight off of me because I started to just release stuff that I'd been holding inside me for so long onto paper. And pretty soon I looked at all of these different relationships and I saw a common theme. And I was like, all of this stuff, all of these issues in all these relationships came from this like deep rooted thing that I was experiencing that I hadn't worked through. And I don't even know what I'm saying, but I think a lot of the time when we don't feel confident or we don't feel worthy, it isn't like situational in that moment. We don't feel confident. It's like a lot of the times something might have triggered a deep rooted trauma or deep rooted thing inside of you that just hasn't been resolved yet. And something else that really helped me a lot last year when I was going through it mentally, I was having a lot of mental health issues. And I started going to therapy. And therapy, I was resisting it a lot because I feel like I'm pretty self-aware. But there was just something about like having someone to talk to, having someone to help me work through things instead of me trying to make myself work through things. It was really, really helpful. And I know therapy can be expensive and it's not always accessible for everybody, which makes me really sad and breaks my heart that therapy is like that for some people and in some places. Like, I know I did BetterHelp and I really did like BetterHelp, and it was pretty affordable for therapy. And but I remember there was a therapist I was using before BetterHelp, and my insurance and my company covered it. But then when I quit my job, I didn't want to pay. It was like $150 a session or something. And I was like, I just don't feel comfortable doing that. So I know for some people it's not the most affordable, which I hate that. But something that does help also with, like, if you don't want to go to therapy or can't go to therapy, is you can either look for journal prompts for worthiness, journal prompts for healing, trauma. There's so many out there. And you can also ask yourself questions too. Like, imagine that you're guiding a conversation with your best friend, like she's going through it, and you're trying to help her work through something. You're going to start to ask questions to help her go a little bit deeper. Like, oh, like, did something happen? And she's like talking, and she's like, and you're like, oh, well, what, how did that make you feel? Like, you're trying to help her work through it. That's kind of the way that I tackle journaling, is I ask myself questions to help myself work through things. But yeah, and then also on the lines of worthiness too, I think it's important to treat yourself like you're so worthy. The way that we treat ourselves really reflects how we feel about ourselves. That's what I've noticed about myself personally. I remember last year, I was really struggling. I was struggling with an eating disorder. And at the same time, I was going through a breakup and I was overwhelmed with work. And I was putting every single thing in my life before my own health. Pretty soon, that started to trigger a lot of mental health struggles, which triggered eating struggles, which just triggered so many things. And I know that eating disorders are typically a lot deeper than just the way you're treating yourself, obviously. But something that I did notice in that point in my life is that I was not treating myself healthily. Some ways that I love to treat myself in a healthy way, like the person that I deserve to be treated. And I look at this as like, how do you treat your best friend? Would you tell your best friend that she's fat and ugly anytime you look in the mirror? Would you tell your best friend that she should not go to the gym because she is going to be stared at by all these people and she looks ugly with that pimple on her face? Would you tell your best friend and treat your best friend like she doesn't deserve to eat a meal because she had a piece of chocolate cake for lunch? Would you tell your best friend that she can't go get her hair done because she doesn't want to spend that much money on making herself feel confident? So there's just some things that I personally have told myself before. Those are some examples, personal examples. Sorry if they're kind of harsh.
You guys, ever since I got pregnant, I've been super focused on giving my body and baby the nutrients they need from products I really trust to feel amazing inside and out. One area I focused on is my gut health. With my hormones fluctuating constantly, my digestion definitely took a little hit the first trimester, since the gut is a central hub for various pathways through the body. But did you know that, pregnant or not, a happy gut can support your whole body health? I first tried Seeds DS01 Daily Symbiotic back in 2019. When I was having all sorts of gastrointestinal issues and was getting literally no answers from my doctor. After doing my own research, I took a holistic approach to my body and started consistently taking a daily probiotic for the first time ever, and noticed significant ease in bloating. My digestion became healthy and regular, and I noticed an increase in my energy levels and mood. Recently, I learned that DS01 also promotes a healthy microbial environment in the gut and reinforces healthy gut-skin axis to promote clear skin for improved comfort and appearance. I choose to take DS01 over other probiotics because it's a product I know I can trust with the rigorous scientific testing and 24 clinically and scientifically studied strains. In the past, when I've traveled, I've fallen off the probiotic train since some require refrigeration, but with DS01, no refrigeration is required and you only need to take 2 capsules daily. Plus, Seed gives you a free travel vial in the welcome kit that allows you to take DS01 on the go. Trust your gut with Seed's DS01 Daily Symbiotic. Go to seed.com/Cali and use code 25Cali to get 25% off your first month. That's 25% off your first month of Seed's DS01 Daily Symbiotic at seed.com/Cali, code 25Cali.
But truly, some of the stuff we tell ourselves is so freaking harsh. And what I was going with that though, is like, the way that we treat ourselves really does reflect how we feel about ourselves. And some ways, like some quick little fixes, it's typically the way we feel about ourselves doesn't just switch overnight. We have to start to change that narrative in our brain. We have to start rewiring our brain to see ourselves in a different light. And some things that I like to do to help with my self-worth and confidence is I do workouts that make my body feel really good and really empowered. So used to, I would work out for hours a day doing workouts that I thought that everyone had to do in order to look a certain way. Workouts that I didn't necessarily love and kind of hurt my body because I struggle with knee tendonitis. And then I discovered low impact workouts and I discovered how much I love doing 30 minute workouts. I discovered that low impact shorter workouts, specifically Pilates and barre, make my body feel really freaking good and strong. And I also noticed that I love walking outside. I love going to my hot girl walks versus torturing myself on a Stairmaster. If you like Stairmaster, that's amazing. I don't. I can't. I don't know. It's so hard for me to do it. But used to, I'd make myself do it because I was like, this is the only way. It was like forcing myself because I wanted to force a change in my body. Sorry for the aggression there. But something else too, it's like, what are you putting in your body? Are you treating your body with love and kindness from the foods that you're consuming? If you feel like something else takes precedence over your health, then you're probably not putting yourself first and treating yourself like the worthy queen that you are. Something that I recently have loved to do is a little quick just switch out for my caffeine. I noticed that whenever I was in, like, let's say it's like a launch week, I would be working my literal butt off and drinking so much coffee. We're talking like 3 cups of coffee sometimes. And that's someone who has struggles with acid reflux. And I was doing it because I had to force my body to have unnatural energy. And pretty soon I started to feel really bad from it. My stomach would hurt. I'd get acid reflux. I'd feel really dehydrated during the day. And a little quick fix that I've actually been doing, I've talked about this a lot to you guys, is Magic Mind. In the mornings when I wake up, I will wait a couple minutes, 15, 20 minutes. And instead of drinking coffee right away, like I used to do, I will get a Magic Mind shot out of my fridge. I usually take a shot with John. He's my boyfriend. We have made this like a morning ritual for ourselves. We'll take a shot and then we'll go on our walk in the morning. And I really like the shot too because I genuinely have noticed it's almost like I mentioned this morning, I woke up and rolled out of bed and I was like, oh my gosh, I'm half asleep right now. I feel like that shot is like that little light switch. It switches my brain on and makes me feel awake all of a sudden. And it doesn't give me the jitters. So it's like that caffeine boost, but not too much. So I don't feel like a stomach ache. I don't feel jitters. And it has nootropics in it, like ashwagandha and lion's mane. So it also makes me feel really calm and really relaxed, which is such a vibe. The caffeine in it is matcha. So it's nature's extended release version of caffeine. And it doesn't give you that cortisol spike like coffee. So you're not going to have that intense caffeine crash later on in the day, which causes you to want to have even more caffeine. So if you want to try out Magic Mind, 10 out of 10, I recommend it. I have a little code for you. It is healthy, HEALTHY. And you can use it at magicmind.co/healthy. And you can get up to literally 56% off your subscription. My code does only last for 10 days. So if you want to use it, definitely go hurry up and check out Magic Mind. I have been taking it literally every single day. It's part of my morning routine and I cannot recommend it more. In addition to changing up the caffeine game, taking care of my body, I've also been recently making sure that I eat a very fueling breakfast in the morning. Breakfast goes a really long way, let me tell you. The days when I have tried to rush through breakfast are days when the rest of my day I just feel like hangry. I feel like my cravings are just all out of place. I feel like I can never get enough energy and it's not good. So a breakfast that I have been obsessed with lately, and I really rotate through breakfast. I kind of burn myself out a lot. I love a certain breakfast and I eat it up for like a week straight. And then I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm going to change things up. But this week, as in today, I made myself a Greek yogurt bowl. So I get unsweetened Greek yogurt from my grocery store. I think mine's Green Life. I could be wrong. And then I put, this is where like it's a game changer. Get your favorite healthy-ish cereal. I love their cacao crisps. I think they're also, it's either Greenwise or Green Life. I'm blanking on the name brand, but they're cacao crisps. I put them on top of my yogurt and then I add some cacao nibs. You can tell I like cacao, obviously. I'm a big chocolate fan. I put chia seeds on it and I put goji berries and I stir it all around and it's literally so good. I realize I am a big cereal kind of gal, but adding the yogurt instead of milk, it adds more calories, which gives me more energy. And I feel like it's just a lot more filling than regular cereal. And I think Greek yogurt has protein in it too. So that's a vibe. I love adding protein to my breakfast. I took a lab test recently and I found out I was protein deficient. So I've been trying to add a lot more protein to my life. And that was a vibe. So definitely, definitely try that breakfast if you need a little fun idea. It also looks so beautiful. Oh my gosh, I also forgot. I added frozen blueberries to my breakfast today on top of that bowl. And that was literally insane. So that's one of my favorite things. But yeah, I definitely think like the way that you feel your body is a really, really, really big reflection of how you are treating yourself. Food is 80%. Workouts are 20%. So if you see that, okay, you're like, what was that percentage even mean? Typically people say results. So food has a lot higher of an impact on your health and results in your fitness or health journey than workouts, even though workouts still are very, very important as well. But food does go a long way. Food is literally medicine. And I have felt it when I am eating foods that have the nutrients I need. I feel so good. But when I'm eating foods like the past 2 days, I actually did not have a single vegetable. I felt the difference. And I was like, oh my gosh, I need veggies. I'm craving them right now. So that has been a big just discovery in my life lately. I think another little self-care habit that helps with the way you treat yourself is also making sure that you're hydrating throughout the day. I have said it in my every single self-check-in, make sure you're drinking water at least every 30 minutes. Water has so many benefits, more than just hydrating you. And I keep a big water bottle by my computer at all times. And I also feel like I'm always kind of, not always dehydrated, but I feel like I get dehydrated very easily because it's so hot in Florida. So I add electrolyte tablets to my water. I love Noon and Liquid IV, and those are really awesome. And then in addition to just the fitness and the health or the food, I also really value mindfulness. And I feel like the way that you add mindfulness into your life and day also reflects how you're taking care of yourself. So in particular, I have really gotten back into my faith with God in the past year. So one of the things that's non-negotiable for me now is every single morning, I will make sure to carve out time to spend time with God in prayer. I have a devotional that I read and I'll read scripture after that. And it's literally just been truly the biggest game changer in my entire day. Like I said earlier, I was feeling kind of just all over the place. I took a moment to just read my Bible, read my devotional and pray. And I felt just like a whole shift happen in my day. And it was absolutely beautiful. And it was totally God. So if you ever are needing just like a little just mindfulness or not mindfulness, if you need a like place to start, I would read Sadie Robertson's devotional Live on Purpose. I say it like all the time. It's the best devotional ever. I actually found it from my friend Meredith Good, her Instagram story. Like last fall, I saw she posted this devotional and it was right when I was getting back into my walk with the Lord. I got it and I was like, literally every single devotional and verse in here is speaking to my soul. It was beautiful and it was so cool and it helped me get back into my relationship with God after having a really toxic just time with the church and everything when I was growing up. And I talk more about that in other episodes, but we can get into that if you want to hear more about my relationship and struggles with the Lord and church and all that stuff. But yeah, those are some things that have really been helping. I think also literally just like taking the time out of my day to do my hair, do my makeup, do my skincare, organize my house. Like those are other things that just make me feel like I'm taking care of myself. It's so interesting how taking care of yourself and feeling worthy and feeling like you're enough and confident just go very hand in hand. And it's like something I think also, I'm kind of rambling at this point, something I've also noticed is with a lot of people, we look for external validation. We look for people to define our worth who are not ourselves or are not God. So, example, I think in the past and other relationships, I've looked for guys to define my worth. I have looked for male approval, male compliments to make me feel like I'm enough, to make me feel good. And I've learned that you cannot control other people's opinions. You cannot control other people at all. You can only control yourself and your internal state. So if you feel like people around you are making you feel bad, or you're looking for external validation from someone and like they're not giving it to you, I would turn around and give it to yourself. Have you ever heard, I'm sure you've heard Miley Cyrus's song Flowers. Something that helped me a lot one year when I was going through a breakup was buying myself flowers. I remember in previous relationships, no guy would buy me flowers, even though I love flowers, and I'd be like, hey, I love flowers, like trying to like drop hints. And I got to a point where I was like, why am I waiting for someone else to give me flowers? Like, if flowers make me really happy and I love them, I'm gonna give them to myself. So it's really, really, really important to date yourself at all times. Be loving to yourself. And I'm like looking at my vision board right now, and one of the pictures on it says, stay kind to yourself. So, and also another quote I'm looking at says, your life is as good as your mindset. And another one says, care for your body. Yes. So anyways, I know it's almost February. It's gonna be February tomorrow when you're listening to this. And February is the month of love. And if you're going through a breakup, if the person you like doesn't like you back, or if you're going through friend situations, or you're just feeling alone, I know how hard it can feel. I've been there. And what has always helped me is being a best friend to myself, dating myself, and also looking to God for love. Because God is never going to leave you. God is never going to be like, sayonara, peace out. Like, I don't care about you. God literally created you in his image. Do you know how significant that is? There is not a single person on this planet like you. You are one of a kind. And if you ever start doubting your worth again, just remember that. God made you one of a kind. There are so many billions of people on this planet, and no one else is you. If that's one thing you have to take away from this episode, please take that away. Because worthiness, like, you are so worthy. You are worthy of love. You are worthy to be loved. You are worthy of confidence. You're worthy of so many things. And I just wanted to remind you that, because I think it can be easy to look at other people's lives and other people's relationships and think to myself, why am I not worthy of that? Like, why don't I have that? Why am I not enough to have that? But I want to remind you that you are, and that sometimes it's hard to like realize this, and this might sound cliche, but there is a time and there's a place, and everyone's life is on a different timeline. Sometimes people are going to get in relationships sooner than other people. Sometimes people get married before other people, have kids before other people. Sometimes people don't have a career where they land in C-suite. Sometimes people have a career where they become a really cool entrepreneur who has a small business. No one's life is the same, and that's what's so beautiful. If we were all the exact same, this world would be a really boring place. So if you are comparing yourself to anyone else and you're feeling like you're not enough, I just want to remind you that you are, and you have a purpose for being here, and you're so special, and you are doing an amazing, amazing job. So show yourself extra kindness today. Keep loving on yourself. And if you ever need to talk, I'm always here, one DM away, and I'm sweaty and I know it on Instagram. And yeah, I love chatting with you, and I hope this episode made you feel a little bit brighter inside. If you loved it, it helps me a lot if you leave a nice review. It helps our podcast reach more people and help more people's lives and spread more sunshine. So anyways, I will see you next week. Keep having the best day ever, my gorgeous queen. You're amazing. Never forget that. And don't forget to join the Self-Love Club Pilates Challenge. I'll link it below. And yeah, have the best day and stay sweaty. Bye.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.